Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff is joining us. Jim, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, you're in the playoffs. Opening round of the playoffs Friday night. You got a home game playing host to Whitman-Hanson. So an 8-9 seeded game, you guys being the 8 seed with the home field advantage. So let's get right to it. Tell me about the game. How do you see it?
I think we got a tough break. We're lucky to be the last, number 8 makes you the last team to get a home game. I think Whitman-Hanson's a very good team. They remind me a little bit of North Attleboro last year, where the teams that they play on their schedule are so good that they're never going to have an undefeated season. They played Duxbury, they played Marshfield, they played Foxborough. They play some really good teams from some very good leagues, and so they're playing in a schedule where they're not going to have a perfect record. But it gives them great experience and gets them ready for the playoffs. So that's kind of a little bit of what they've done. Some of those teams that they have lost, just teams that are terrific programs. They're mostly a senior team. I think they had 10 starters return from last year. So, and last year they had a decent season, but all these kids got a ton of experience. They have a lot of seniors that play quite a bit for them that are on the sidelines. So they have a big senior class, I believe 17 or 18 kids that will get into the game. They have a ton of team speed, probably the best tackling team that we've seen all year. They don't seem to miss a whole lot. They have a really nice defensive scheme, mostly a 4-3, 4-2-5. Look, and then on offense, it's a lot of different things. They'll spread you out, and then they'll get into double tight, double wing, and try to go down the field with a really tight compressed package.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. When you play a tough schedule, I mean, you're not going to be perfect at the end of the year, and here they're the away team, if you will. So it's a bit deceiving, is basically what you're saying, for sure.
Yeah, very much so. It's the new playoff system has really done a nice job, I think, of bringing those teams to the front. So Whitman-Hanson, even with their record, gets moved up to 9, and North Attleboro is the best example again. There, last year I believe they finished the regular season 4th, and that was with 2 or 3 losses. This year, I believe they have 2 or 3 losses, but the teams they're losing to are Division 1 and Division 2. Playoff teams, and the teams that they are beating are also Division One and Division Two playoff teams. So, the playoff system does reward you for the schedule that they're playing, which is good.
Well, Jim, let's talk about your team. So, what's the latest on how Marblehead is playing? Are you guys? I know you're never happy with the way the team's playing, but are you playing the best you've played all year at this point?
Yeah, so we're still not where we want to be, and a lot of that is because of injuries. We had so many injuries in the beginning of the year that we're getting some guys. Scotty Campbell just came back for his first game, I think since week one against Linfield was actually the last game that he played in. But so he was back last week. So we're adding in all the pieces that are coming back, replacing the pieces that are out. And so last week was the first week that we felt like we had the team that we're going to go to the playoffs with. So I think that's a lot of it, is that maybe we'll get some of that consistency now.
So, Jim, talk about consistency on offense and then on defense as well, as to what you're looking for and where the gap is, if you will, and that may help us a little bit too.
Yeah, so, I mean, really for us, one of the big things on offense is, rather than going, first down, no gain, second down, 10-yard penalty for going offsides, third down, 10-yard penalty for holding. Just where we're banging our heads against the wall, it seems like sometimes. We're not, and then we it looks good in the paper the next day because we scored 21 points, but each one of those points was scored off of a single play, a 40-yard pass or a 30-yard pass, something like that. Instead, what you want to see is sustained drives. You want to be able to chew up the clock a little bit, move the ball, have consecutive completions, consecutive first down, anything like that where you get into some sort of a rhythm. And I just didn't feel like up until this point that we've been there. We really still, again, in Danvers, weren't there again. So offensively, that's what you really want to see. terms of getting into a rhythm. Defense for us has always been, we've always been a bend but don't break defense, and I think the bigger thing for us is not to be at our toughest on third down and fourth down when teams go for it, and not just be a great first down or second down team, but be able to be a great defensive team when, your back's against the wall.
Jim, I won't hold you too long, but I want you to tell our listeners, imagine they're listening to Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff for the first time this season. So who are several key players on offense and defense that you'll be depending on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, it's Miles O'Neill is our quarterback. Miles does a nice job. Again, his first year running the offense, so he's learning it. Each week it's a little bit better. Connor Cronin is our kind of a little bit of everything. He'll play all over the field for us, mostly slot receiver, but some tailback, fullback, and some wide receiver. Sam Anisi, one of our other captains, has really picked up his game in the second half at both offensive tackle and defensive tackle. Shane Keogh has been a really nice surprise for us this year. We didn't know what we would get out of Shane, and Shane's been a very good receiver for us. And Chris DeWitt, too, who is supposed to be Shane's backup, but is really forcing his way onto the field, a junior tight end for us that can also play wide receiver. Defensively, Christian Pacheco, is our middle linebacker. We go as Christian goes, and I would add Chris DeWitt to that, too. You know, not to keep mentioning the same names, but those two guys up front and Connor Cronin in the back have been mainstays for us on defense. With the injuries we've had a lot of rotating with a lot of the other positions, but, those guys for us have been key this season.
So here's my last question, Jim. So when Whitman Hansen attacks you guys offensively, do they spread the ball out? Do they run inside, outside, short pass, long pass? What are they most likely to do?
So they do things. Their offense runs in chunks. So they will come out and want to pound you with double tight, double wing. So they'll try to go all the way down the field and run double tight, double wing. And for that, for anyone that's never seen that before, the linemen line up with their ankles touching. There's very, if anything, there might be a 6-inch split between them. Tight ends on either side, and they actually bring their wings inside and line their wings up as H-backs. And what that does is it eliminates the need for motion. So when your backs are already there, you can start the play right from the snap and get the same plays done that a double tight, double wing team uses with wings, because they're already where they would be if they go in motion. So it makes it very difficult. And what they'll try to do is just pound the ball down the field, no intention of passing. They may pass every few plays to try to catch you off, but the idea is just to pound it and see if you can adjust to it. And if you can't, they'll keep running it the rest of the game. If you can, then they have a couple of other things that they'll do where they'll try to give you a very even front, spread you out, and then try to get you going side to side using motion to try to see how you rotate. Do you pull the string with your linebackers? Do you rotate your defensive backs? Do you try to slide your line? So offensively, that's what they're looking for with their offense, to see what you're going to do to react with your defense. And so it is a spread, but it's also sort of a cat and mouse a little bit of what they do, except when they're in the double tight, double wing. They're just really coming at you then.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Jim, anything else you want to share with us about Marblehead football heading into this weekend?
No, just, hopefully we'll see a lot of people down there. This, more likely than not, will be our last playoff home game. After this, it should be neutral field, or hopefully if we're fortunate enough to win, we'll get a higher seeded team than us. We'll probably have to go and play there, if we're lucky enough to win this game. So we do have Thanksgiving still home against Swampscott, but hopefully we'll see a good crowd there Friday night.
Gotcha. Jim, thanks for joining us. Hang on the line just for a second. That's Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff with us here on MSO NewSports.com.